Blog Talk Radio.
Blogtalkradio.com/TheMillionDollarIdeaNetwork. My name is Charlie Childs Jr. It's my job is to give you one thing to think about, changing to the power of something in your spirit, your soul, slash your mind, your body. And we'll talk about what we always talk about. And that's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see the Lord has brought you through. And in that process, raise your arms in victory. And once you're in that process, once you completed it, and you really never complete it, you go from victory to victory. But as you go along, it's going to be your responsibility to lead, govern, guide, mentor, write a book, write a blog, do a movie, do a radio show, do something to contribute and have people realize that it was a process, it wasn't easy, but they can too do it if they put their mind to it. Today we're talking about emotional and mental health, primarily thinking clearly and celebrating life. We talked a little bit about that the day before, and it's important for us to understand that thinking clearly is critical and celebrating life is critical, because how you celebrate life is how you're going to look at the decisions that you make in life. And so today we're going to talk about what we always talk about, is getting across the finish line. Today, thinking clearly here on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
So I want to ask you a question. What are your fears? What are you afraid of? What are you scared of? Because we all have fears, don't we? We all have something that's blocking us, that's holding us back. You can either live your dreams or live your fears. And I think the majority of people actually are not living their dreams, but are living their fears.
Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary.
And the majority of the fears that we have are not life or death fears. They're not those kind of fears. But through our imagination, we blow them out of proportion. And we give them more power than they actually have or deserve, and we permit them to govern our lives. We permit them to determine how far we can stretch out on our dreams and discovering our stuff. See, now, if you go through life being afraid, people can sense that. They can pick up that fear.
Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart.
What would your life be like as you look toward the future if you decided, I'm not going to allow my fears to stop me? What would your life be like? When you begin to look at your life, you can decide to use fear as a blocker, or you can decide to use it as building blocks.
I want you to focus on your dreams. I want you to focus on your goals. I want you to focus on your solutions. Like, I want you to focus on that dream life that you have.
Will it be easy to just run out there and do it? No. Will it happen overnight? No. Will it be a struggle? Yes. Will there be times when you can't make ends meet? Yes, that's a part of it. Will there be times you won't know what to do? Yes, that's a part of it.
What is it that will give you the drive? What is it that will ignite the courage in you to get up and come back again and again and again?
Your why. Your why is going to push you when you can't push yourself. When you want to quit and give up, your why is going to give you that edge you need, that advantage you need, that lift that you need to get to the next level. Your why. Yes, we're tired. Yes, we're hungry. Yes, the mind is saying give up. Yes, it's saying quit. But we cannot quit because we realize we have not reached the goal yet.
We get one opportunity in life. One chance in life to do whatever you're going to do, to lay your foundation, to make whatever mark you're going to make, whatever legacy you're going to leave, leave your legacy.
Talking about today, emotional mental health. Today is May 7, 2015, and today is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. And we're going to talk from the spirit going down to the health or the flesh or the body, because often many times too many people out there today think with the flesh, think with their emotions, and often, more often than not, end up in the wrong place because they're thinking with their emotions. A lot of people, or too many people, don't understand that there is a right way to think and a wrong way to think. And it's not being judgmental about who you are or what you are. It's what got you where you are right now. So what got you where you are right now? If it's been emotional thinking, that's going to be a challenge, because if you're an emotional thinker, and all of us are emotional thinkers at some point in time, what we have to do is we have to evolve, mature, whatever you want to use in order to think with the spirit. Now, when I say think with the spirit, meaning that you're using that connection as your power. Many times people feel that the power is in their body, the power is in their mind, but it's not. I always tell everyone that your spiritual strength will bring you through in this process. But it's a process, but you have to understand there is a correct methodology to think clearly. And you cannot think with your emotions only. Now, emotions can and will be always be part of your decision-making process, but it can't be the overriding, overarching, controlling methodology or controlling thing that helps make a decision. Now, when I say we're going from the spirit to the flesh, that's exactly how we're going to start. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, is there any moral excellence? And if there is any praise, dwell on these things or think on these things. This comes from Philippians 4:8. Why is thinking clearly important? Because making an emotional decision can not only affect yourself, but your family around you, what you're trying to do with your family, with the legacy that you're trying to leave, your relationship with your friends. All that can be affected by an emotional decision. Now, our thoughts are intensely powerful things. And often, many times, people make their emotions out of fear, security, the lack of security that they feel in their life, or lack of something missing in their life. Part of that process, again, is thinking clearly for your mental health and celebrating life, because if you celebrate the little things in life, you'll be mindful of the decisions that you make in life about those things, because it all works together. It all relates. Whatever you feed yourself, either spiritually, mentally, or physically, is all going to translate into the other. When I say translate into the other, that means it's going to influence the other party. Now, the other part. When I say influence the other part, how the correct order is supposed to be, is that your spirit is connected to the Holy Spirit, and your spirit leads your mind, and your mind leads your body. Now, if your body is leading your mind, your body is leading your spirit, that is not the optimal way to become the most powerful being in the universe, because you'll be subject to whims in your body. I'm hungry, I'm eating now. I'm cold, I'm afraid, I don't need to do this. Because there comes a time that you're going to have to rely on your faith to get you across the finish line. Because you're not going to be able to see what's on the other side of the door. You're not going to be able to see what's around the corner. And so you can't have that fear paralyze you. Because fear what? Fear is a choice. Fear is a choice. Danger is real. And often many times our emotions affect the level of fear that we feel. Our emotions, our thoughts, and when we're not thinking clearly about what is going on, that those emotions in our mind influence our mind and we make bad decisions. How does that take place? Well, we've been talking about the centers that you have, and what's important to understand is that you have to understand what is at the center of your own life. Sometimes it's not easy to see. But perhaps the best way to identify these is to go over these centers. So if you hear something that is relevant to you, something that you hear yourself doing, that could be a center in your life, and that center in your life is going to affect your thought process and ability to think clearly. It's going to influence your ability to think clearly. Yesterday or the day before, we started talking about the correct process to think clearly. Before we get there, we're going to talk a little bit we're going to talk a little bit about, again, the centers that are out there now that a lot of people have and may or may not realize them. You know, if you are money-centered, and that's not the only one, and we're going to talk about several, but again, and what we're talking about, what we always talk about here, and the tools that we use, I highly recommend them to you. The building healthy habits for your family and yourself, Dr. Criswell Freeman, and our book that we're working with right now, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And when you understand where your center is, then you know where you need to move to in order to get and become the most powerful being in the universe. Now, money, we talk about money all the time, about being money-centered, but it is the easiest target because people can relate to that because you either have a lack of it, need it right now, or needed it yesterday, or in that same purpose, it's the main focus in your life. Now, money should not be your main focus in your life because if what you call money-centered, it's going to influence how you think about security, how you think about guidance, your wisdom, and your power. Now, these are the major components in your thought process in your life right now that's going to influence how you think and think clearly. It's going to affect how you think about security. It's going to affect how you think about the guidance and the process of making decisions, and also the wisdom in that process and what your power is, how strong you believe you are. And for that, those descriptions, for a money-centered person, your personal worth is determined by your net worth. You are vulnerable to anything that threatens your economic security. So if you have $1 million in the bank and you feel that's what represents you as a human being, as a being in this universe, you're vulnerable to anything that threatens that. And ultimately, what happens is that in certain situations, money can't do nothing for you. Money can't buy you health. If you've ever seen one have an asthma attack, you cannot buy air. You cannot buy air. And they're trying to bring in as much air as possible. Money's not relevant then. Money doesn't matter then. When your life's online, it does not matter. Now, what is your guidance? Profit is your decision-making process. If it doesn't make you money, you don't have to do it. Or you don't do it. And what's the wisdom you use in that process? Money making is the lens through which all life is seen and understood, creating imbalance and judgment. How does it create imbalance and judgment? Well, if that person doesn't have all the money you think they should have right now, maybe you don't want nothing to do with them. But what you don't know is that that person is the next senator, the next millionaire, could be the next president. That's the stuff, the possession thing. I need to see stuff. I need to see stuff. And often, many times, people confuse the fruit of your blessing with money. You're not always going to be blessed with money. You can be blessed with health. You can be blessed with a family. You can be blessed with numerous other things that are not related to money. And if you're money-centered, if you don't see money coming into your life on a regular basis or coming into your family on a regular basis, you're going to be lulled. You're going to be not be thinking clearly about how you value where you're at right now. Money making is the lens through which life is seen and understood, creating a balance in judgment. This can happen a couple of different ways. If you were raised in severe poverty, you're going to want stuff in your life. That's the bottom line. But also, it may drive you to get stuff. But you have to understand that when you're going through the process, it's not just about the money. We're talking about total prosperity. What is total prosperity? Total prosperity is being prosperous in your spirit, being prosperous in your soul slash your mind, and being prosperous in your body. Not only yourself, but those around you. Because if you are in that state, you're going to be driven to help those that are not in that state around you to become the most powerful being in the universe. We're going to take a brief break. We're talking about what we always talk about here, and that's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can raise your arms up in victory here on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Unquestionable, beloved is professional. Got a category, my own, and I'm the president. Don't be alarmed, but I'm showing up the resident. With my particular style particular, extracurricular, smoother and trickier. Throwing up lyrics like a throwable blackjack. You ever chicken me nugget, and I'm a Big Mac. Brain smack, soloist, having Coca-Cola with. Doing very well, cause I took the right road to this bag. Make the undertaker, wreck the breaker. Get up on the floor, do the heavy shaker. Started with the power, and I'ma end it with a bang.
Before you're looking through rose-colored glasses, but there are different pairs of glasses that people wear in this process, and we're talking about those glasses that some people have on, because you have to know where you're at in order to get where you're going. And if you have the wrong set of glasses on, your vision is blurred, your security is not there, the correct guidance is not there, and the wisdom that you need to bring to bear to think clearly is not there, and the true power you need to exercise is not there because you have the wrong glasses on. Now, how will you, your family members, direct your thoughts today? It's about being intentional in that process. If you don't understand where you're at, and we talk a little bit about being money-centered, but we're going to talk a little bit about being pleasure-centered. In this society we live in today, a lot of it is pleasure-oriented. Now, how does this, when you're looking through this these glasses of being pleasure-centered, what does it look like? What does it look like for you for security? You feel secure only when you're on a pleasure high. If you're having fun, you're happy, you're okay. Your security is short-lived and dependent upon your environment. So you're going to seek those things that will give you pleasure. Now, what's the guidance that you have? What kind of guidance you use to make your decisions? You make your decisions based on what will give you the most pleasure. That means if you need to exercise, you're going to have some pain when you exercise. When you work your muscles, you're going to have some pain after you finish exercise. So you may not do that, and you know you're supposed to do that. What kind of wisdom do you use? You see the world in terms of what's in it for you. That's always not the best decision, because in order to become truly successful, the truly successful people have helped other people achieve their success, and by that, by doing so, receive their reward in that process. I heard a term, phrase a couple days ago. I think it was done by Tony Robbins. And he said that what people do in private over years and years of time, they get rewarded in public. It's what you do in private on a regular basis when no one sees you doing what you're supposed to be doing, that when someone comes to their attention, you get rewarded for it. And so I always tell people, tell children this a lot, you want to act right now because, you know, your parents are not going to see you all the time, your spouse is not going to see you all the time, what you're doing, where you're at, your aunts, your uncles, your brothers, your sisters, but who sees you all the time? God does. So if you always act above reproach and understand that you're acting as if God sees you all the time, you will be less reluctant to do the crazy stuff. And you can't see the world in terms of what's in it for you. And your power is almost negligible. That means anybody can create a situation to abuse your center. That means they know there are people out there who understand where you're at in life and will use that to their advantage to obtain their goal, their vision, which can be negative. In most cases, when people are using people, it's a negative vision that they want you to become part of. Now, that's if you're pleasure-centered. Now, if you are self-centered, again, that's a strong component in our society today for individuals to think, what's in for me? But think about it. If you're looking through those glasses, this is what you see. Your security is constantly shifting and changing. Are you going to feel settled if your security is constantly changing all the time? Your judgment criteria are if it feels good, what I want, what I need, what's in it for me. And when you're looking through those glasses of being self-centered, you're going to make decisions that affect the people around you, but you don't care if it affects those people around you because it's for you. It's what you want. It's what you need. And so if you're a mother or father, you cannot make those kind of decisions and be selfish. Self-centered, that's another word for being selfish. And what's the guidance you use? Your judgment criteria are if it feels good, what I need, what I want, what's in it for me. And you create other issues and destroy your legacy by basing your decision on looking through that pair of glasses, the pair of glasses being self-centered. Now, what type of wisdom do you use as a self-centered person? Well, you view the world by how decisions, events, or circumstances will affect you. If it affects your situation, it's not going to happen. And that's what's critical. A lot of people don't understand where their center is right now, but there's also a correct center to have. And often, many times, adults, you can't tell me what to do. But what happens is that when you're not mature enough, when you're not coming to the awareness of where you're supposed to be, you're going to leave a lot of damage through life, the people you've had to affect that were connected to you, either through family, being a child in the house, or being a spouse, or being an uncle or aunt. All those things, based on decisions you make, looking through those glasses, will affect those individuals also. Now, what's the power that you have in looking through self-centered glasses? Well, your ability to act is limited to your own resources. Without the benefits of interdependency. What happens is that when you do it on yourself, I can do it myself, that's it, self-centered, you're not going to have the ability to rely on other people unless it affects your situation the way you want it to. So you have no power based on that, because you rely completely on what I need, what I want, what's in it for me. And when it gets right down to it, that is an example of someone acting in their flesh, being self-centered. And when you're acting in your flesh, that is your lower, immature form that you need to ascend from, mature through, in order to to become the most powerful being in the universe. Now we're going to take a brief break. Again, we're talking about, well, we always talk about it. Here we're dealing with thinking clearly. And part of that process is to be intentional, and we'll get to that in a moment about thinking clearly. But right now we're covering what? We're covering right now the different types of centers. And if you hear one of these centers, that's where you're at right now. But you need to move from there. You have to mature. You have to grow. And in that process, you will become the most powerful being in the universe.
Success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, you've got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. Said I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Real.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. It's the bottom of the hour, or 36 after the hour. And again, you listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. Today we're talking about emotional and mental health, and specifically thinking clearly in the process to think clearly. Now, in that process of thinking clearly, we're talking about what are you thinking on. But before we get to what you're thinking on, we're talking about where is your center at right now? Where is your center at right now? And so far we've talked about being money-centered, we talk about being pleasure-centered, we talk about being self-centered, and now we're going to be talking about how to move from those centers, from where you're at right now, to the process that you are that super being, the most powerful being in the universe. Because those centers are looking through those glasses for life is not making you the most powerful being in the universe. Matter of fact, it's restricting you to your pleasure, the things you own, and money. And those things are not the most powerful things in your life. How will you and your family members direct your thoughts? That is the key. You have to be intentional about where you direct your thoughts. Are you fearful, anger, bored, or worried? And so are you so preoccupied by the glasses that you look through that you miss what your true purpose is, what your vision is, what you're supposed to complete in life and your legacy, but also at the same time, you're looking through these glasses that you're not supposed to look through, or looking through the wrong glasses, you affect the people around you. Understand this, that one decision can create that accident, that car accident in life. That's why I always tell people about quarter after the hour or the bottom of the hour, talking about if you're running late for work, slow down and be intentional about slowing down, because you don't want to work, you're going to be fear, you're going to lose your job or whatnot, but you have to put the priorities in place. Your life versus losing your job. Losing your life versus losing your job. And it only takes a moment, a split-second decision, because you weren't thinking clearly at the time because you were emotional about losing your job. And why are you emotional about losing your job? It could be a number of other reasons. But the fact of the matter is that where does your valuation take place? Are you valuing your job over your life? You can't do that. If you have a family, if it's just yourself, you are valuable. You are needed in this world. You have a place, and you have something to be completed only by you. Only you. And many people get that clouded because they get caught up in the stuff and the circumstance. When you're looking through the wrong glasses, you can get caught up in the circumstances of your life, the circumstances of relationships, the circumstances of whatever's going on. But you have to be intentional. It's going to be your spiritual strength that pulls you through, not the knowledge, intelligence of your mind, not the strength of your body. Because there'll be certain effects in your life that you have no control over. But also at the same time, the thing that you can control is how you react to those situations. And if you're looking through the wrong glasses, it's going to put you in the wrong place, and you will be defeated. You will feel defeated because you're looking through the wrong glasses. Now, what are we supposed to experience? God wants us to experience joy and abundance, but he will not force his joy upon us. We must claim it for ourselves. It's up to you and your loved ones to celebrate the life that God has given to you by focusing your minds upon whatever is commendable, whatever is uplifting, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable. If there is any moral excellence and if there is any praise, dwell on these things. That means you have to be intentional about what you feed your mind, feed your spirit, feed your body. Now, how do you get from whatever center you're at right now? First is recognizing where you are at right now. If you are standing in the quicksand, you need to understand you're standing in the quicksand. Now, to get out of the quicksand, what do you need to do? Do you need to keep flopping around as much as possible? No, you're going to sink faster. You need to be intentional about moving out of the quicksand. Get a branch, get a tree, get a lifeline, get a friend that is that can speak to you on a spiritual level. Get a mentor. Get a someone that's in the area that you're trying to increase that they're successful in. And you'd be surprised at people that are out there that want to help you. Now, I don't say go to anybody, but use wisdom in individuals that you bring into your life. I always tell my children all the time, and I got this from my pastor. You know, you have the outer court, the inner court, and the Holy of Holies. If everyone can't be in the Holy of Holies, it should be you and somebody else. Three people max, you, maybe two other people in your Holies of Holies. Now, where does that come from? That comes from the Israelites and how they set up the Ark of the Covenant during that period of time in the Bible. Yeah, the outer court, the inner court, and the Holies of Holies. Outer court, everybody pretty much in the outer court. Inner court, you start breaking down to the friends that you associate with, the like-minded people that you worship with, that you conduct business with, all those like-minded people. When it gets to the Holies of Holies, maybe you, your spouse, maybe one other person, maybe. But that's a process and how you conduct and understand that everyone doesn't need access to you. Because everyone's going to have an opinion. And the opinion that you need to realize that matters the most is what's the thought process in your mind? What is the mantra in your head? What is your theme song that's playing whenever you're trying to do whatever you're trying to do? And what glasses you're looking through in that process? We're going to take a brief break. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. And we're talking about what we always talk about today, and that is about getting across the finish line and thinking clearly in that process. We'll be right back.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
right now is this. What is the process you need to move from your current center or take those glasses off that you're looking through right now. What do you need to do? The first thing you need to do is this, is recognize your blessings. Recognize your blessing. Recognize what is going on in your life right now. It does not matter if it's raining outside and you're walking in the rain. It's a blessing that you have to be able to walk. That's how you have to look at it. I can guarantee you this. There's going to be, living here in the United States especially, there's millions of people that are worse off than you are right now. Look at the blessing that you have right now. What are some of those blessings? Well, I can think and use my whole mind. That's a blessing. I can walk across the street. That's a blessing. I got up this morning. That's a blessing. Why do I pick those things? Why is that important? Because there's someone that cannot think today. There's someone that has dementia. Someone has Alzheimer's. And if you ever met or talked to someone with Alzheimer's and you've known them personally for a while, that is a very, very hurtful situation because you want to, you know they know that they know, but they don't remember they can. But you can do that right now. You can walk across the street. And I talk about this gentleman all the time, Mr. Nick Vigic, because no matter what's going on in your life right now, this gentleman has no arms, no legs, and has life, full of life, and breathing life into other people. That's when you truly live, when you're breathing life into other people. So recognize your blessings right now. Recognize, of course, you're not where you want to be. And if you're not, you know the process. Create a plan. Be intentional. Set your goals. And walk forward and conquer. Go forth and conquer. But right now, in terms of thinking clearly, you have to get your baseline. Recognize the fact that you are blessed. You do have blessings in your life. Your children, your family, your spouse, where you live. All those things are blessed because I can guarantee you this, there's someone worse off in your situation. Now, if it's not the situation, circumstance you want, you need to create the circumstance that you want to have. But make sure you're looking through the correct glasses. The correct glasses are critical. Now, I guess we don't have enough time for that right now. We're going to talk about the correct glasses on Monday. And actually, not on Monday. We'll be actually next week. We'll be preparing for our transition to the radio station. So we're gonna. Where is? Hold on a second. We got the. Yeah, I know what I'm looking for. We don't use this often here, but we're transitioning to the radio station next week. So for the days that we'll be on, will be the best of shows. But we will continue this on the website, which will be revamped and put out on Monday. And what is critical? You know, the first step is this. Recognize the center where you're at right now. The second step, recognize the blessings in your life. Recognize the blessing in your life. You have been blessed, as I said before. If you can open your eyes, if you can walk across the street, if you can think with your whole mind, yes, you are blessed. If you have children, your children may not be where they are, where they're supposed to be, but you have children, you have an opportunity to speak to them in their life also. What's critical is that process in life is about thinking clearly. Thinking clearly. And the next part of that, first we have what? We have one, recognizing where you're at right now, what is your center, what glasses you're looking through. Two, look at the blessings in your life right now. Look at the blessings in your life right now. Write them down if you have to. Recognize the fact that you are you. You may not be looking through the right glasses right now, but you are you. That is a blessing. You have an opportunity for change, for growth, to evolve, to mature, design what you want to design in life. 3, feed, hold on a second. The third one is this, that people around you who think the same way you're thinking, you can't hang out with them no more. You're going to have to segregate yourself. Segregate yourself from the people that were thinking or looking through the same glasses that you don't want to look through anymore. So they can't be in your life anymore. Because if you want to be the most powerful being in the world, you have to look through the correct glasses in the process so you can be the most powerful being in the world. And then 4, feed yourself. Be intentional with what you feed yourself. Because everything has a string that goes all the way through it. If you feed yourself lust, it's going to go through your body, go through your mind, and go to your spirit. And your spirit gets connected to the spirit of lust. If you're about possessions, it's going to go through your body, it's going to go through your mind, and get connected to your spirit. You don't want that. You want to become the most powerful being in the universe. And you can, but you have to look through the correct glasses, because what you'll find out as you evolve, as you mature in life, as you mature through the process and become more and more connected to the spirit, you will understand it's about the service you offer others. It's what's going to bring you that satisfaction. Often, many times, your purpose will be connected in serving others in some form or fashion, whether it's creating something, learning something new to teach. That's how you prevent from being unbalanced. What I mean being unbalanced, you can have all the money in the world and feel that you're incomplete, that you haven't fulfilled your purpose, and there's something missing in your life. So, I want you to be mindful of those things so you understand the process. Now, we're going to take a brief break here, and we'll be back with our final commentary. It's about being intentional. By being intentional, what you feed your spirit, your soul, and your body, and that's critical in life today for you to become the most powerful being in the universe.
Better than
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com/TheMillionDollarIdeaNetwork. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here is getting across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain in that process, give you some tools, let's give you one idea, and in that process, celebrate your victory as you go along. No, you can be the overnight sensation, but often many times it appears that you're the overnight sensation, but you, the people around you, don't see the work that you've done in the private, that you have sharpened your tools, you have sharpened your mind, sharpened your talent, and turned your talent into a skill set so you can be ready for the opportunity for your success. Again, as long as you're working towards your goal, which is our definition of success, is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal, you've already won. But what's part of that process is that you have to have that baseline. And what's that baseline? That's that foundation that you need in order to be truly successful. Don't be caught up in the illusion of the stuff. And when I say illusion of the stuff, that's looking through the wrong glasses, whether it's your work-centered, money-centered, possession-centered, or self-centered, or even pleasure-centered. You want to make sure you're looking through the right glasses, because as we walk through life, we affect each other. And once you realize that we're all connected in the process of what we say, what we do, how we do it, it does matter. Again, you have already won, but you have to make the choice to win. Do not let fear get involved in your life. Fear is a choice. Danger is real. No, you can't run across the highway. That's danger. But you don't know what's around the corner. That's fear, because your mind starts giving you examples of what could be there when actually nothing may be there at all. So be intentional about what you feed your spirit, your soul, and your body. And for today, that is all I got. I did that video show. Yeah, yeah, Doug's copyright 2016. Be blessed, my favorite. God loves you. I love you. Love you. Don't.